bass shook the floor beneath my bed as I inhaled in and breathed a dense cloud of smoke out. Another party, another night where people pretended they knew you, pretended you're friends. They felt so honored to be there. You'd think I'd actually wanted to be present at my own party, at my own house, but fuck it. All I wanted these days was to sit in the drug-induced haze and forget. Forget about sun-kissed dark locks, eyes that held too much expression, and a mouth that whispered the three words I'd been running from. I love you. My fists balled up in anger. The feelings weren't going away. The betrayal that flashed across her beautiful face wouldn't go away. I pushed it down and set it aside. I needed to remember her family tried to fuck with mine. It had to be done. Although the aftermath hadn't been too pretty. A full-out investigation into King Corp was launched by government officials. People were panicking, thinking they were losing their jobs, or worse, that my family was going under. Yeah, right. Charles King would never let anyone close enough to destroy his empire. Laughing to myself, I took another hit, exhaling before lying back. The bass thudded through my chest, drowning out the silence. I could feel my organs shaking inside my body with each vibration. Dude! Ethan barged into my room, Elijah following behind, closing the door. You need to get the fuck up! I've been calling you for 2 hours! Cuz, get the hell out. I waved him away. My response was slow, now that the drugs were hitting my system. You need to watch the goddamn news! He shouted, flipping my TV on. And tonight's top story from Amarinta, California, where family-owned company King Corporation has new revelations to the devastation that rocked the small town just 2 weeks prior. Jody, to you.